knowing how to use all the amazing things that you do for your clients, you know, your client fulfillment to your advantage really opens up exposing your superpowers in the marketplace and develops lifelong advocates. But in a lot of cases, great service providers that we know hurry or do not know what to look for to structure this in their business. What can often happen is that tactics can drive us and we don't know if it's happening and people could be missing out on working with us long term. But when we ask the question, what is the journey my customer deserves? It is the thing that can set you apart as a business owner. And this reveals a powerful kind of a cheat sheet to stand out in your industry. And we're going to show you how you can use that today. And let's dive into it. In today's crowded business space, how do you take the mystery out of growing clients who stay long-term and refer like crazy? And what is it going to take to set you apart from your competitors? What would happen if every activity in your business was driving loyal customers who want to refer other people to you so it's easy to fill your pipeline with more leads, book perfect fit clients on your calendar? Hey there, we're Jody and Daryl Beckert, and you're listening to the Retention and Referrals Made Simple podcast. This is the place for people who want to build their businesses organically so they can get more sales without using any sleazy or awkward tactics. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to be here. Let's dive in.
So we believe that you, as an amazing business owner, should be able to access and leverage every part of your business to drive client satisfaction, retention, and referrals. And so today we're going to be continuing a part of a five-part series that go through the major elements of a business that we can harness and leverage to impact our service. And so some of these things are why it is that you do what you do, the people that actually make up a successful business, how it is that you deliver what you do, and what that delivery actually looks like on a daily basis. But today, our focus is on what it is that you do and what kinds of success or impact does this have. When we can understand that, it really helps us expose what we call your superpowers, the thing that you can bring into the market that truly changed people's lives.
Yeah. And you know, what you do often gets confused with how you do things. And today we're going to explain that and guide you through that difference. And knowing how to use what you do to your advantage really opens up to exposing these superpowers, like Daryl said. If we don't spend some time looking at this, we can get sidetracked by jumping to tactics too soon without putting a plan together that can enhance your superpowers, meaning the tactics will drive you and people could miss out on working with you. And if there's anything that we could not want any more for you is that your true expertise and genius to be seen by more clients. And we're going to give you three things today to help you check in or make sure this is in place for you. Daryl and I want to fill you in on a free training that we're doing on February 16th. If you offer something like a program, a service, a workshop, or a course that really helps your clients' lives, but then you might be wondering why it doesn't get shared more like other people. We believe that if this is the case, you shouldn't stay a best-kept secret, especially if it's something that can help more people. So we want to offer you a solution because when you know what to share, this can unlock and gives others the tools to share your business. We know how frustrating this can be to have something so amazing to share with others, but then they don't always see it or they don't always share it. But we want to tell you that sharing your business should not be hard and it can be simple. Yes, there's some work to this, but knowing a plan can make it less confusing. We have the roadmap for you to be able to do this. And in the training, we're going to give you your very first steps. Go to trustmethod.com/beSharedMore and you can find all the information there. So what you do is not the same as how you do it. And like we said earlier, sometimes this can be confused and a lot of business owners are not leveraging it to be able to create these lifelong customers and to gain these like more referrals, right, Daryl?
Yeah, and that's often where when these two things get confused, how we do things can be heavily influenced by tactics and what's common or what's known, like the tactic of the day or the, like fads. And the danger is if I don't anchor really kind of into a deep what or reason that's true, I run the risk of our tactics kind of going all over the place. And that really does water down our impact. It waters down or can make confusing the thing that we do that's actually quite important or transformational.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think the other thing that I know we've talked about this a little bit before you kind of go into the action steps of this, is I truly believe that for you as business owners, and we've experienced this as well, we can get really busy. We can just be going through the motions and, you know, we're serving our clients or we're helping our clients, but we don't actually just take some time to slow down and figure this out and how we can really truly show our clients our genius, our expertise that you can offer them. And so I just wanted to say that because we've had many clients over this past summer, spring, they're in the busiest times of their season, but yet they are slowing down to plan this and ultimately show their clients through what they do, why they are the choice to stay with them, and how that's gonna how that explodes their growth.
I absolutely agree. I think that what I would say about this as we kind of get into, you know, a few actionable steps for you to almost look at a diagnostic of like, do I have a really good bearing on what it is that I do? Is really to think about separation between what and how. Your what serves as the check for your how. Your what is a great way to confirm that all of the tactics that you do and how you deliver them are the right ones that serve your people. They form the offer, the experience that your client deserves. So let's jump into the details here. The first thing I would think about when I'm trying to really understand what it is that I do is really understanding where that comes from. It really should come from a deep core place inside of you that's true. Now, this does not mean that we all have to have these offers that are the most defining things in our lives, but it has to be true and real to you. That is the first bit of an anchor. Mm-hmm. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so it's going to be tied to our why, which is something that we discussed in the previous episode when we went through your why, episode number 8, that, you know, there's a reason that we chose the offer that we chose, and then we chose the kind of customers we want to work with. And so what we're doing is paired with the result that we want to get. And a good way to really understand that is usually it is creating a space where we're moving away from something and moving towards something else. So often what we're moving away from is a bad experience of our own. Some of the best offers that people create are the offer that we knew that we needed 5 years ago. This would have really helped me, or would have helped a friend through this difficult time. This didn't exist, but this would have been the thing that worked. What did exist was something that left someone confused or was difficult to navigate, or they were almost manipulated in. And so when we're moving away from something, there's a negative experience with that. This did not go well. I was not served, or my ideal client was not served by what was available in the landscape. We're going to move away from that. And so what are we moving towards? We're moving towards something that this is what they actually deserve. They really got the change or the transformation they deserve. What would that look like? And so it's that deep central place of like, this is something that's true that I care about, that really has impact, and it's done wrong in a lot of cases. I want to move away from that, and I want to bring people towards how I believe that it should be done right.
Yeah, for sure. And how this can kind of look in some of our programs and our group programs and with our private clients, one of the exercises that we have our clients do is that we are able to write down and almost, we call it download. You download what you do for your clients in an order that gets your client success. And what often can happen is that, like Daryl said earlier, you can have things from your past where like, I don't want to feel that way. So I can start to add that task, that phone call, that whatever box that fits into with your client fulfillment. And we can add that in so that our client never has to feel that way, or we do want them to feel a certain way. So that's a ever-changing process to be able to have that in line.
Yeah, and so this is where really having that deeply rooted core helps us realize when a tactic that we know to be, you know, that people use. Oh, this is what is normal in our industry. When you can see a tactic and say, you know what, that doesn't really fit with the feeling that I want for this, or that tactic perpetuates that thing I'm trying to move away from. I'm trying to move people away from. So at that level, it already really helps give you a solid anchor to make decisions so that the tactics serve what you're trying to do, not the other way around. The second area that you can look at in diagnosing yourself and really understanding what it is that you do is that it should be personally fulfilling. Like I said before, this is not about this being your life's calling. In some cases, we are creating offers that truly are that. This is what I'm put on earth to do. In other cases, we're doing something else. Like I could do lots of things. This is the one that I'm doing, but here's the part of it that I find personally fulfilling. When I can take somebody from not understanding what they're doing to understanding it. I love watching that transformation. I love seeing the satisfaction in their eyes. And a way to kind of look at that, there's a couple ways to look at what fulfillment looks like. Is there a wrong that you're righting? People aren't treated the way that I think they should when this happens. I'm going to do that. It feels good to right a wrong, to do something, to be an advocate for some level of justice where previously it was unjust. Yeah, often it can be the case where you're making something like, oh, I would have really loved to have had this a few years ago. That's another sign that like my personal fulfillment is being met at some level by this offer. The reason that I'm talking about our personal satisfaction in the act of fulfilling is because if it doesn't satisfy you at some level, it is going to be hard to maintain authentic energy for people. And so this is actually separate from what it is that you're doing. It is a measure. It's a way to know, actually, to diagnose. Like, am I excited to wake up and do the thing that I'm doing? If I'm having to fake my energy, it's going to be very, very difficult for me to deliver and to step into the experience that my client actually deserves.
Yeah, and I think with this, you know, we're playing, for those of you listening, we know that you're playing a long game with business. And so like Daryl said, if you're not personally fulfilled in the things that you do for your clients, it's really hard to continuously repeat those day after day after month to develop those habits of what else you need to put in place to develop these long-term customers. And, you know, we were talking a little bit earlier this morning over coffee about how, you know, if you've ever heard of the program 75 Hard, look it up if you don't know what it is, but it's basically I don't know, what would you call it? It's like a life hack. It's a program to help you develop disciplines in your life. You have to follow a certain diet. You have to read 10 pages a day. You have to drink a certain amount of water. You can't have any alcohol and so forth. And the thing that I was saying about it is while it's great to develop these disciplines, if there's something that's not personally fulfilling inside of that discipline that you're supposed to do for 75 days, then it's not something that you're going to continue long term. So for us on our end, we truly believe that if it's fulfilling, yes, there's tasks that we have to do that maybe we don't love all the time, but if it is fulfilling and it, you know, comes at the from the deep central place of your of why you do what you do and the what you do, then you will want to show up for it.
Totally agree. And that kind of leads us to the third thing that you can kind of look at, and we've already alluded to it a little bit in the other one in the previous points here, is that a good measure of really understanding what you're doing is that this is going to be something that your best customer deserves to receive. This isn't something we've slapped together. This is something that when you think about, you know, that person, the struggle, the before and after, that what you're going to present in front of them, that the experience they're going to have, the transformation they're going to have, this is something that they deserve. They deserve to be brought out of, you know, struggle. They deserve to be brought to this great place.
And that sentence, something that they deserve to receive. Now, that is not saying that right now you're not serving your clients amazing. Some of our clients, they are fulfilling on their clients' needs like nobody's business. But when you actually break apart that sentence of deserves to receive, it opens up this curiosity of what could be. And it's in those curiosity moments of what else could we be doing? That's where you are able to stand out from in your area, in your industry. And that is what changes your business and how people think about you and how they refer you and share your business. So I just wanted to point that out in that slight nuance to that sentence.
Yeah, because like you said, you could be doing great, but is there another level? Mm-hmm. And one of the ways to ask that is like, well, how is this journey experience, how does it typically go in my field? Like what is a normal industry norm or a normal kind of experience? And then is there something at a different level? Is there a way to up level that to give your clients, if you think about your clients as special outside of normal, well, what can I do that's slightly different from normal that really matches what they deserve to receive?
Mm-hmm. And the other side of that is not only can we do something to level up to give our clients this extra level of something that they can be receiving, but are our clients able to notice that? That's the other side of this. That's what Daryl and I want for anyone listening to this. If you serve your clients really, really well, we want your clients to recognize those things that you've done for them and how hard you work for them, because we know that you do that. But if we're just going through the motions and just doing the things and just serving our clients, things can get stagnant really fast. Yeah. And we're too close to our business to notice that. Yeah. And all the different possibilities that could be.
And often we just miss out an opportunity to differentiate ourselves by mm-hmm. doing something, you know, something that's unexpected. Mm-hmm. Something that would be a welcome break from how things normally are. And the funny thing is it doesn't need to be something big. It just needs to be deliberate and intentional. Mm-hmm. And it really helps us go from this is what we do to the, you know, like, no, my person deserves to feel special. So I'm going to put these special elements into that. So that, and it's important for, like you said, for them to recognize that they did experience something special. Mm-hmm. I'll give you an example of how this can really play out. We know a coach that works with couples on a fairly delicate, emotionally challenging subject. And it was interesting to watch some realizations, some changes that we saw them make in the flow of their offer was realizing, hey, you know what? They've already had a really hard go. Like the fact that we're even having this conversation means things have not gone really well. And, you know, I'm going to modify this tactic and remove, you know, the FOMO, the fear of missing out element, because they don't deserve to feel any more of that. They've already had enough of that in their experience.
Yeah. So just to give you some backstory, she was actually, this coach was just selling something new in to her audience. And so that's what Daryl's referring to.
Yeah. And so it was interesting to see like that really, that action as an example of someone saying, when I think about my audience, I know how this normally goes for them, but they're so special to me and I want to be special for them that I'm going to do something different. I'm going to counter culture a little bit with this.
I'm going to remove that fear of missing out, that FOMO that can really be really key in marketing and funnels and selling and it is necessary sometimes. We do need to put deadlines, but in this case, she was able to go out of the box and provide this amazing experience and that drew more people to her.
And what it allows people to see is like that true self of like, hey, what it is that she does is based in integrity and is based in support. And it is trying to help people navigate through something really difficult with as much grace as possible. And conventional marketing tactics were just, despite them being normal, and I think everyone's like used to them, didn't feel right. And so it was a really neat moment. It encapsulates all of this stuff that when you really come back and you look at, well, what it is that I do. So if I was to summarize that essentially using that analogy, well, what it is that I do over the course of my career, I could change how it behaves. I have a course, I have a membership, I have different things. But what it is that I'm doing hasn't really changed. There is this change that I want to make for people. And I'm personally fulfilled by it. It comes from this place of, you know, deep level of service and things and transformation that I want to put in there. It's helping me navigate people away from bad experiences that are out there towards something that, you know, is better, and they deserve it. They've experienced something rough. They shouldn't, my program shouldn't make it worse. And it creates something that's that really, for you, when you think about your audience, yeah, they deserve to receive this special thing. And that is, I mean, that's a great summary for what we mean by this, that that just taking a pause in your business, thinking about what it is that you do, and can it check these boxes? Does what you're putting out there, can you stand by all of these things? And if so, like, write it down and use it as an anchor to be, my tactics have to fit this, not the other way around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I love that summary in looking at, does what you do, is it creating the kinds of lifetime customers that you want to develop? And if it isn't, I mean, if you haven't looked at the what of the what you do for a while, maybe it's time to take a look at it and know that things can always move forward. You can always be growing. And at the end of the day, we are humans. And as humans, it's an amazing way to serve your clients even more to develop these kind of customers.
All right. Thanks for listening. I really hope that that was helpful for you to take a moment and kind of come on this journey with us and think about what it is that attracted us to our business, what it is that we're trying to do for people, where we're trying to take them. And if this is something you haven't thought of in a while, take a moment and just take yourself through this exercise and jot down what it is that you are doing in your business, what you're excited about. We really hope that this helps you focus on your strengths, on the things that you're excited about, on your clients, and takes you to a place where it really helps you elevate your client experience.
Yeah. Thanks for being here. And we'll talk to you next time.